Hey, Psych2Goers. Have you ever wondered what depression feels like? Or if you have depression, do you struggle with describing how it feels to others? What most people don't understand is that depression is much more than having a bad day or an off week. It's a mood disorder that causes constant feelings of sadness, disinterest, and emptiness. Because it affects someone mentally, physically, and socially, most people don't have a good understanding of what it feels like. So to try to describe what it's like, to give you a better understanding of depression, here is how some may experience depression on a daily basis. Sometimes I sit and I reminisce about the good times. Wish I could get those back. I keep on running these races that go in my mind. And they go on these tracks. I'm not ready to erase all my memories. Nowhere to run, nowhere to go. Look around, there's liquor bottles all on the floor. Filling up the space inside my heart and my home. Drowning out these thoughts until they leave me alone.
And just like that, we're back. You're listening to your boy Juan Eugene, and this is 1982. Before I get started though, I wanna recognize that this last show or two have been kind of gloomy, right? We dealt with a few gloomier issues, and we're gonna deal with a gloomier issue tonight. It's kind of where it's at right now, and y'all know what this is about. What we doing over here, man? We walking this walk out. We being honest about where we are and what we're struggling with and how that's going and what that looks like. So that's what it is. As you can probably tell from the intro, excuse me, we're going to be talking about depression. Depression, man. It is, doing some research on it and trying to make sure I got, the right approach to it. I realized that, a lot of people must be asking the questions, what is this? Why does it feel like this? Where does it come from? And while I may not be able to answer all those questions, I'm going to attempt to, give some perspective, I guess. So my first kind of introduction to depression was with my mom. And, I didn't understand it. I thought that she was sad, but I thought that she could, figure out how to not be sad and be more happy and friendly and jovial and interested, But she was depressed and wanted to listen to sad music and, kind of mope around and do what people do, man. You want to sleep it off. You want to be in solitude, and she was forcing herself out the bed to go to work, forcing herself to get a little dinner going. And as a kid, I don't understand the struggle. I don't understand what that is, single mother going through that on her own. I just feel like, I felt like she was not giving me something. I felt like I wanted her to be more like my friends' moms or the moms on TV. I'm not understanding that she has some real stuff going on. And honestly, I sort of resented her for it, and it took me, in my mind, it was like, you wasn't all of these things. I didn't resent her for the depression itself. It was more for the way that it played out. You know what I mean? The way she was because of her depression. And, you grow up, we all know this story, and you realize, this was a person. It's my mom, but she was actually a person, and she was going through something heavy. And depression is one of those tricky ones because, if you haven't gone through depression, it's very hard to understand what that feels like. Because on the onset, you're like, yeah, I've been sad before, But, I got over it. I got up and went to work and, figured out how to enjoy my day. You know, and that's kind of how most people who haven't been hit with depression or really lived with somebody dealing with depression and had to see their highs and lows and all the things that they go through. But for me, I got that as I got older, I understood that, but it didn't really resonate until I got depressed. And that's what we own tonight. We own, I'm in the sunken place at this moment, right now, live, here, direct, from the sunken place. I've recorded this joint in the last 3 or 4 days, 3 times maybe, at different places in the sunken place, you know what I mean? And the struggle is so real, man. I had a version of this where I was putting on my upbeat, you know, kind of self, and had a whole positive vibe, like, you know, we're gonna get through this together. And then immediately, it's like, quit being fake. You are a fake piece of shit. And I'm serious. That's the thought I had. That's some fake ass shit you doing. You know, you full of shit. And so I changed it. And then the next one wasn't good enough. And as I got deeper into the sunken place, I got further from even wanting to do the podcast, let alone reaching out to God and all of those things. And we'll get into that, you know. But I guess I want to start off by saying, you know, the sunken place is a real place, man. And reasonable, rational people want to get out of that place. There's not like a thing where I want to be here. It's a thing that I'm here. And you know, it's so crazy because it manifests itself in so many different ways for different people. But for me, it's like a tipping point, I guess. You know, I used to feel like, let me give you a little history and let me get this a little better. So, dealing with depression, you know, I am a person that wants to do the math. I want to understand why something is happening. You know, I don't like to just kind of, you know, let something happen to me without having a good full understanding. So me and my partners, we call it doing the math. I'm sure y'all got the same or something similar, but I like to do the math. You know, I gotta do the math. I gotta understand why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And I won't go through the whole story, but doing the math, you know, God did show me some things about why this is, you know, why this is happening, how I'm getting to this place. And though we all are going to have different routes, different situations, how we got to depression, you know what I mean? It's typically going to be, you know, different for everybody. For me, it was about being stuffed full of stuff, you know, like having all of these things that I haven't dealt with, being a master at, you know, boxing and compartmentalizing, you know what I mean? Bagging up those feelings, bagging up that situation, not dealing with it. But, you know, I got so good at stuffing it away. That's just how I dealt with anything that I didn't understand or feel like dealing with, anything that was over my head, you know. And That was the trigger for my depression. That was how, you know, that building up into the point where I could not take, I was full. Like I couldn't stuff another thing down deep in me. But I didn't have the ability to deal with things because I thought I was dealing with things by hearing it, understanding it, and just packaging it up in a tight little box and stuffing it somewhere. You know, and I felt like that was working very well for me, you know, but that happened to be my jumping off point, my trigger. And I bring it up because it's like that doing the math, that study of self, you know, gave me some sort of edge, right? So I didn't like that I could just feel this bad. But I knew I could go to God and pray and you know, get some answers, you know. And those answers didn't make a lot of sense in the beginning, because it's like, well, okay, I'll just deal with stuff, right? I'll just process things better. But here's the thing, I never, you know, practiced that. You know, I didn't really process things all my life. I didn't process pain, hurt, any of my regular human feelings. I just bagged it to the point where I didn't even know that I was so negative with myself. I trained myself to talk terrible about myself. Just like I said, it was like, yeah, you a fake piece of shit. Why are you even doing this show? You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a real thought. Like, a real one. It wasn't like a play one or something just passed. It was really how I felt at the moment. And to be honest, how I felt before I hit record. And, you know, if you want to get super, super deep, I hit record because all I got at this moment, all I'm holding on to is a promise I made, you know, obligation, you know, something I said I would do, you know, no matter what, I was gonna push through, and here we are. Sort of got off on a tangent, but y'all know what I'm trying to say, man. It's real. It's tough. So anyway, now I'm understanding kind of how I get there, you know, the triggers. And so understanding that is helpful, but it's difficult because I don't really know how to do this other thing that I should have learned how to do, but I was busy stuffing stuff away. So I don't really have any sort of wherewithal to deal with stuff, you know. But dealing with stuff is how I don't get to the sunken place. Now, obviously, I'm in the sunken place at the moment, so I haven't mastered this just yet, you know, but that's the thing for me. That's my trigger. That's kind of my process. That's what happens to me, that I'm very good at being a shoulder to cry on. I'm very good at, you know, somebody doing something or saying something to me, and I forgive pretty easily, and I kind of just, hey, he was having a bad day. I'm not like a pushover punching bag, but I tend to kind of give these passes, and you know, but the whole time, to be honest with you, I kind of feel like I deserve it. You know, like when somebody says something to me ill, and not that it happens a lot, but I'm just using it as an example, like somewhere in my mind, in my heart, I feel like I deserve it. Didn't know that's because I was stuffing myself with this stuff and not processing it. So now I got this terrible way of thinking, this terrible way of processing, and I got to get to the other side for the relief. So now it's all about trying not to stuff another thing down. And it's hard for me, y'all. It's hard because that's what I do. Like, that's what I'm good at. I actually, you know, at times in my life, I felt like that's what made me dope. That's what made me better. Because, you know, I don't have to deal with these emotions. I don't have to cry. I don't have to be sad. I can tuck this and move on. You know, I was Mr. Life Goes On. Hey, I'm good. I don't got, you know, a near F in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely don't got one to give. You understand? And that was really how I felt. But now, you know, it's tough to deal with things, to say, okay, yeah, I didn't like that. That's how you came at me. And usually I'll tuck it because I don't want to get angry. I don't want to react. And I don't really know what to do with these feelings other than be angry, react negatively. So I've been tucking them. But now I got to deal with it. I got to figure out how to deal with you saying something that hurt my feelings. Right? That's insanely hard for me. It probably sounds stupid, but it's just hard. You know, it's just hard. And the crazy thing, the thing I trip off of myself is, like, I could tell somebody all day, hey, man, you just going to have to fight the fight. You got it. You know what I'm saying? You know the answer. You know what I mean? You know you got diagnosed. You got the right medicine. You know, put it to work. But when it comes to me, it's so difficult. So I end up back in this space. You know, and then I get a little strength to fight. And me fighting out of this space is me dealing with the issue, me talking it through with my wife, me, you know, addressing it with the kids, me, you know, dealing with it at work, you know, whatever. That's what it translates. Me working through it is me dealing with a few things because I don't have no room for nothing else. I'm maxed out. I can't tuck another thing. So the moment I try to do my normal and tuck, oh man, I'm done for. I'm done for. And it's gotten really bad to the point where the mental is one thing, but the physical is a whole nother ball game, man. When I was growing up, my best friend, I don't think he'd mind me telling this little story. It ain't nothing, but I mean, we met at like 5, and I don't know how long it took for me to really realize it, but at some point I realized his hands was like jacked up. They were like calloused all over, just a bunch of calloused all over his hands. And we, you know, used to tease him about it and whatever and what have you. And for years, this guy's hands was just jacked up. And, you know, later on in life, I asked him about it, and he was like, you know, Doc said I was stressed. I was stressed out as a kid, and that was manifesting in his hands doing some weird callousy breakout thing. And, you know, I realize sometimes it gets to the point, for me at least, where it gets physical, you know, and the issue that happens is, I don't know, it just gets physical. I won't get all into that. But it's so real and it's so difficult. Now, like I said, you know, I know what I have to do, but I don't do it very well. And so, you know, I pray about it, and God gives me the strength, you know, but I feel like I fail more than I win. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't understand myself sometimes. Like, I know it's kind of like Paul, right? You know I should do this is bad, but I do it anyway. I know I should do the right thing, but I do the wrong thing. It's like I fully, clearly, 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, know what the consequences are going to be for me stuffing this next thing. But I do it. And that's where I need God. That's where it's important for me, my wife, and the people around me, you know, to be praying. And that's where it's important for you and your people and whatever support system you got, or if you don't have a support system, that's where it's time to get with God. Because your mind is jacked at those moments. You know what I mean? Your mind is jacked. And it's not like, all right, let me say this prayer and I'm going to be straight. I'm going to get out here and I'm going to pray and be, you know, earnest in my prayer and I'm going to be good. And maybe for someone else it's like that. But for me, it's not. For me, it's a very deliberate thing. Like, I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask God for the strength. And that's all I'm gonna really get is the strength to do what? Deal with stuff. to address an issue. And honestly, man, I kind of be like, dang, God, why you doing me? Like, you see what it's doing to me mentally and physically. Why you can't hit me with the fairy dust, man? Why you can't hit me with the boop bop? You good, man? But then, you know, again, I do this math, and I question myself in that math, and it's like, man, if my son or my daughter, you know, they were, you know, they didn't want to do their homework, or they, you know, they didn't want to learn to read or something, you know, and then I felt for them, and I seen that they were struggling, and it was hard, you know, is it better that I kind of take that and say, don't worry about it, you know, you good, let's just go have some ice cream, I'll talk to the teacher, you know, I don't like that, I don't like to see you hurting, I don't like to see you struggling. You know, is that something I'm going to really do? Okay, you know, and maybe that's something somebody else going to do, but for me, nah, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to do it. So I understand why God is like, yeah, man, I'm going to give you the strength to go face the issue. You know what I mean? And that's tough. And that sometimes feels like tough love. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. That's what I'm facing. That's what I'm feeling like. And I got every intention to pray and, you know, do my whole little two-step. But I'm just not very good at keeping myself out of this space right now. You know what I mean? But I'm working on it. But y'all, you know, depression is hard, it's tough, and it who knows where somebody's depression comes from. But I think, you know, take it seriously. Understand that if, you know, you could turn it off, you would. This is not a preferred state of mind. If you know what I'm saying, like, I know I kind of come off like be super understanding all the time, but I feel like some things is like, you know, we don't really understand it, so we don't really know how to approach it. If that makes sense. So yeah, man. I mean, if that's the case, and you kind of are in a space where you know somebody going through, your spouse, your people, whatever, you know, man, I think that, you know, it's serious, it's real, and it's no direct fix, and you know, I'm blessed and fortunate at this point to understand like how I get there, but it took a long time, many years of, you know, before I could really catch that message from the Lord, you know, before I could really accept that was the thing. And you know, now that I've accepted it, it's taken a while to kind of get good at dealing with things, you know, get good at doing the very thing that keeps me straight from feeling this way. And to my people out there that's fighting this fight with depression, just know, man, God is really for us in these moments. I know it feel like He ain't. I know it feel like it's all dark. Ain't no way, you know, I'm in it, you know. But it's not like that, you know. Just pray and ask Him, you know. When you get that little strength, that tiny bit of strength to get a good prayer out, get a good prayer out. And God, He ain't gonna not tell you what's the deal. And, you know, like I said, it took me a while to understand and hear it. But, you know, If you reach out, the process begins. You know what I'm saying? You take that step, then God's going to take this necessary steps to get you there. And just because it's not fairy dust time, just because it may be, all right, we got to do the work, you know, try not to be offended by that. Try to understand that the work is worth it for you. You know, it helps us get better. It helps us to be conquerors. It helps us to not be able to be, you know, penalized and held down, you know, at any moment because we can't handle or process these things that life throws at us. No, man, it's for our benefit. just wanted to drop the quick jewel on you. I apologize. The last couple of joints have been a little gloomy. But, you know, like I said in the beginning, man, we got to take it how it come. We in this together, baby. We going to figure it out. You know, what we ain't going to do is get the shaking and faking, man. You know, if we got to make up things just to be exciting or just to change the tone, then we ain't going to do it. We'll throw in a towel before we do all that. Anyhow, I love y'all. I'm praying with y'all. Pray for me. We're gonna make it to the other side. All right, then. Peace.
I tried to work it away, but that just made me even sadder. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away. I sexed it away. I read it away, 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 away.